And this notice has to go on just a little while, but they have no grounds. The tenant has no grounds if the rent's behind. The rent has to be current for a tenant to file that. Once they go through all the processes and file, and it's pretty much a given, if the landlord loses and has not fixed everything that was supposed to be fixed, then the landlord has to pay the tenant a month's rent, and I believe it's $1,500, and get the whatever's fixed.
Wow.
And that's costly to the landlord. So, you know, landlords should set their rents at where it will cover repairs, mortgage, taxes, everything else.
Well, it was 2013 when we had the little oil boom.
Yes.
Rents went through the roof.
Oh, yeah. I remember
it was
900 square foot houses renting for $1,500 a month.
Yes. Now, they've kind of came back to semi-normal.
Mm-hmm.
It's still on the little high side, but it was expensive to rent a house in San Angelo for a while there.
Yes, it was. So, you know, glad it's come back down. But again, still, if they're not setting their rents, it's a business.
Yes.
It's a business. And that's the first thing I ask somebody when they say they're thinking about going into a landlord business. I said, are you going to run it as a business or a charity?
Yes.
And you can't run it as a charity because you're going to go broke.
Well, and most of us that have some rental property owe the bank money on it.
Right.
And we owe the tax office every year.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? They don't say it's okay to skip.
Right.
You know, they want their money too, because they do run it as a business.
Right. And if they, you know, if they have a mortgage as well, they don't do that. But, you know, the one of the best things going is, you've already mentioned, property management. And there's a lot of realtors around here that do property
yes.
management. And a family member of mine actually went through one of them. And it's no fuss, no muss. They take care of everything and collect. And what you said, the biggest thing you said there, is doing the background checks. Most of these property managers do a background check on everybody over 18 in the household. Yeah, people don't like it, but pretty much the only time I've ever seen a property manager burned on one of those is when the landlord overrules them and says, no, go ahead, and after they're told, no, you don't need to be renting these things. Oh, no, go ahead and rent to them. It's a family friend, or it's a relative, or it's something like that. So if they do get a property manager, they need to listen to them.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back for our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Randy, we've just kind of been talking about some stories we've all gone through.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm gonna confess to you, I'm one of those guilty landlords that say, okay, they say, can my son move in here? Can we have this? And I tell Gil, don't worry about anything, do it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I came up with this phrase, no good deed goes unpunished. And what you told everybody, you're 100% right. It doesn't work out.
Yeah, it doesn't work out. You know, trying to do a good deed for somebody, it just doesn't help out. And that's, as I went back to my previous statement, it's a business. You got to run it like a business, and you got to trust your property managers, and you got to do the right thing. And there's other folks that want to take it on themselves, and they don't know how to run the backgrounds, don't know how to do that, and they end up falling short as far as getting a renter in there that's like, oh, I thought they were good people, and then all of a sudden they do this. But
well, I kind of want to talk about this real quick. I'm going to tell you right now, having rental properties is a good investment. I'm going to tell you right now, with expected inflation coming on, if we just decrease our national debt by a third,
mm-hmm.
how are we going to fix that? Inflation.
Mm-hmm.
The two things to own are real estate and gold. That's what everybody says.
Right.
Okay, so you'll make money. But I'm going to tell you this, there's a downside to it too, and I think everyone wants to hear that. So what I want to do is, I'm going to encourage you to buy rental properties if you want to treat it like a business, like Randy said. But Randy's got a few horror stories that I think we want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you, it's not a piece of cake either. You're going to earn some of that money.
You are going to earn some of that money, especially if you do not vet your tenants very well, if you do not have a good written lease agreement. But even if you do have a written lease agreement, it can go south on you. Example, persons rent a property with a written lease agreement, move somebody else in with them, and then your original tenant moves out and leaves the other ones there. You have a mess, so you have to go through and evict your original tenant and everybody else and all other occupants. The other situations there is where you have someone, and of course, you know, that the favors of a friend, do the favor for a friend or things like that. You mentioned earlier, there's a reason they can't rent. because either credit or some other reason, or they skipped out on another rental agreement. And that's where somebody will come in, a friend, and they will sign all the documents, go through all the backgrounds. They will rent the property and never move into it and move their friend in it that cannot get a property either because of criminal credit or something like that.
Wow.
And then the landlord shows up and, who are you? Well, I'm so-and-so. Well, I rented so-and-so. Who are they? Well, they're, you know, elsewhere. I live here. And so they still have to go through the eviction process to get those people out of the apartment because, or the house, because they are violating lease agreement rules. So, you know, having a good, tight, written lease agreement, you know, no unauthorized persons, the pet thing you mentioned, keeping the property up, all sorts of things that protect the landlord in it. But it also protects the tenant because both of them know exactly what's expected of each of them. And many of those folks we never hear from because they know what's expected from each of them and both of them comply with the terms of the agreement.
Well, and one reason in the real estate world, while we have everything in writing, and I love this example was given to me. If I, Randy and I are standing, you can't see us, but you're standing face to face. If I put a number 6 down right in front of me on the ground, mm-hmm. I'm seeing 6, but what's Randy seeing?
Randy's seeing 9.
But we're both right.
Yeah.
But that's why we put it right, because even though you say something and you mean it, and you both mean good intentions, sometimes what I heard is what he said isn't the same thing. Mm-hmm. That way we put it in writing, and it's clear what's what.
Right. And one of your colleagues that teaches on the lease agreements puts it, you know, pretty apt. It's just a piece of paper until somebody has a disagreement. Then is the defining a document that lets everyone know exactly what was agreed to and what everybody's supposed to perform.
Yeah, I bet you're talking about Jim Slaughter.
I am talking about Jim Slaughter.
Jim's a great man. He's a good friend of mine, mm-hmm. and does a great job of property management.
He does an excellent job of property management and does an excellent job on teaching about lease agreements.
He does. He's going to be our president this coming year, the association again. So we've both had been in that barrel doing it, but he does a good job. And yeah. I'm going to tell you this, folks. In the real estate world at San Angelo, Texas, we have some really, really good people that do property management. Aaron Nelson at Dursky, y'all at my office, Jim, but they will take care of you and help you. And I'm telling you, right, I don't even do my own properties because you need to keep up with the laws.
Right.
You know, I didn't know that, but, you know, when somebody moves out, you got to rekey the house.
Yeah.
You know, the latch, what's it called, the privacy latch, where they can lock it from the inside. You can't lock, you know, different things.
Right.
If you're not up on it, then as a landlord, you're the one in fault.
Right, and that's where you end up with the repair and remedy. And, of course, the privacy latch is there. It can only be locked from the inside. That's to keep nosy landlords out.
Yeah.
To protect the tenants' rights of things like that, because, you know, I've heard horror stories from way back where a tenant will get out of the shower and come out with a towel wrapped around them, and there's the landlord has come in and made coffee and sitting on the couch.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like, but that lock is there to protect the tenants from the landlords. And what landlords do not understand is they think because they own the property, they have complete 100% rights on it. But basically, what they have done is they've given up possession of property. They own it, but they do not legally possess the property. The tenant legally possesses the property. It's kind of like, you know, what we run into in criminal law enforcement,